Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Wally Bach is here. Wally's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's a 1997 model. How about that, folks? He and I and one other person are the only 97 models left around here, and he is the author of a number of books, including his great one, Net Income. And he runs the business writing a book with Wally right now, helping people like you and me, regular folks, get their books published. And he's our good friend. Wally, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. I'm glad, honored to be here as always.
It's good to have you here, and I know it's like a dream come true for you.
It is, man. I woke up this morning and said, oh, my word. What a great day I'm going to have. I start out with Jim Blasingame.
That's right, red letter day. So, Wally, I know that you are one of the great evaluators of quality books, and I always like it when you join us to share some ideas on new books that you found that you think might be important to folks. And you got a couple for us, don't you?
I do, and they're not exactly new. I mean, one of them's been out for several years, and the other one came out a couple of years ago. But I'll mention them both, and then we can kind of go from there. One of them is Shoe Dog, Phil Knight's autobiography. And the other one is a book called The Four Disciplines of Execution, which is out of that Covey crowd. But let's start with Knight's book.
Right.
Because I picked that up just because I figured, well, you know, business biography, they're not ain't much there.
I love business biographies. So some of my favorite books were the one Hammer wrote. The Getty book is outstanding. Of course, that was not a biography; it was an autobiography. That was a biography, but I love those books.
Now most of the ones that have been coming out in the last, I would say, 10 years. Have been more like political biographies.
Yeah.
I mean, they were written to make a point. I mean, if you go back, you're talking about some of the older ones, like,
yeah,
that, you know, Father and Son and Company of the Watsons and IBM and stuff, and those were first rate. But
mm-hmm.
those were written about people and their business.
True biographies.
The combination.
Yeah.
Excellent biographies.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, though, is I don't think they're done the same way anymore, especially
right
now that anybody can publish a book who's mm-hmm. willing to do it. But, Jim, you and I know, because we both started businesses and make, run, and grow and stuff, one of the things you get into in business is, in the early days, you're chasing the cash curve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to have money to promote. You got to have money to do this. You got to have money to do that.
And there's never enough.
And there's never enough because, it's you know, you're going – spending at the level you want to get to, but you're not there yet. So you've got all of that going on. Well, the first thing that I got into in Knight's book was reading that. And I don't remember a biography that's as realistic about the struggle.
The struggle, yeah. Wow. That, I'm going to tell you something, folks. If he could stop now and it'd make me want to buy that book. Just because, Wally, when I have people like Knight on the show, he's never been on, but when I've had people like him on the show, I make them talk about that, and they don't mind. They talk about it, and it's the best programming I probably have ever done.
Well, it's one of the reasons why this is a great book, but there's a couple other ones. The other thing about starting a business, at least my business, was I kept getting surprised by stuff. I'd say, oh, this is a really good plan, and it had turned to junk in a heartbeat. And I'd be walking down the street, and some guy'd run up to me with a bundle of dollars and want to give some away. And how did that happen? And it would turn out that he read something of mine from 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's been keeping it until he ran into me.
I'm still waiting on that, by the way. I'm looking forward to that.
I'm
glad to know that those unicorns still. I'm glad to know that there actually are unicorns out there.
Well, but just from my world, here's an example of how it works. You mentioned the net income book.
Yep.
And that was the third in a series of net books. But those started because I published something I called a special report for speakers, trainers, and consultants. And I sold a whole bunch of them. And those were back in the old days, comb bindings, and mm-hmm. We did a bunch of copiers
mm-hmm.
and stuff. Well, it turned out a guy named Terry Paulson read that. And Terry's a real great speaker and a good businessman. Well, Terry had a publisher, and Terry went to his publisher and said, you got to get this guy to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a call out of the blue. I didn't have to do a proposal or anything. They said, we'd like you to turn this thing into a book. Well, that book triggered a conversation with a guy named Jeff Sine. And Jeff and I were talking about how do we now recommend something to our clients? We mm-hmm. thought there wasn't anything, so we decided to write it. Well, shoot, that turned into Cyber Power for Business.
Mm-hmm.
And Cyber Power for Business was the book that won the award from Inc.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't start out to do that. I mean, none of that was in the plan. I wasn't going to write about the net.
As Robert Frost says, as way led on to way.
Yes. Yeah, one of my favorite poets, too, by the way.
Well, but I think about that all the time in my life. I mean, I think about journeys that I've wound up on that was, it was literally way led on to way. I had no idea mm-hmm. Way back earlier at an earlier intersection it was going to lead to this.
Yeah, and that's if you read the night books, mm-hmm. going back to that, that's also part of that book. That's, we started out doing this, and then this happened, so we had to do that,
right.
And that happened, so we had to do this. And then we had to make a choice, and we decided to make this choice.
And Wally, I want to say, we got to go to a break in a minute. One of the things I want to make sure I stick in here, though, and what you're talking about right now is the evidence that proves that it's so important, even if you don't have a plan, even if you don't have all the answers, if you believe in yourself and you want and you're willing to work, show up. You have to show up.
Amen, and do the work.
Yes, and you have to take you have to put your foot forward and take that way that leads on to way. You've got to show up, folks, and that's one thing. Knight didn't have all the answers, but he showed up. I didn't have all the answers. Wally didn't have all the answers, but we showed up. It's very powerful. So one thing I agree with Woody Allen about, one of the few things, he said 80% of life is just showing up. Quick break, right back with Wally Bach. Ready?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.